going to read from Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verses 36 to 38. Now there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord, and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. I'll leave it there. So here we have Anna. Although she's described as being a prophetess, none of her words are actually recorded. But she's clearly somebody who has not had an easy life. We're told that she's of a great age. We don't know how old she is. The wording of the latter part of verse 36 and 37 could mean that her husband had died 84 years before. She's been a widow a long time. It can also be understood that she's 84 years old and she was widowed during that time. I think it the former. Nevertheless, it's clear that she's been alive a long time, and that during that time she's been without a husband. So here is a woman who can say that for at least 84 years the Lord provided for her, the Lord protected her, the Lord made up for anything that she lacked. We're also told that intriguing detail that she did not depart from the temple. Evidently, she lived there. And we know that there was a whole load of rooms and apartments in the temple, and evidently one had been provided for her. And she used it as an opportunity to pray and fast night and day. Now, to many people, that does not sound like a very attractive lifestyle and choice. Yet for this woman who clearly loved her God, she loved being in his temple, in his sanctuary, praying and going without food, not just to lose weight, but to focus and concentrate on her prayers. I don't know if it's significant that she was of the tribe of Asher. We know that there were many people who, you know, may not have known the actual tribe they belonged to. They just called themselves Jews. Evidently, either because of her age, or because it was revealed to her, or her father, Phanuel, passed it on, she's of the tribe of Asher. And she's called a prophetess. She's one who knows the mind of God, and she has spoken forth. So, a very interesting woman. But we're told in verse 38, coming in that instant. Now I suspect, as Simeon stopped speaking, Anna arrives on stage left. And she's a godly and a pious woman, but in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord. She spoke of him to all who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. The him, I think, is Jesus Christ. And though he is but a baby, she understands, perhaps through this prophetic call that she has, or maybe she's listened to Simeon, and those words seem to be good to her and correct and sound, she understands that this baby is the one she's been waiting for. In one respect, she'd been waiting to die. She could be 84 years old, she could be 104 years old. We're told she was of a very great age. I think she's over 100 years old. And in one respect, she has nothing really to live for. what she does. Because she recognised in that baby her own Redeemer. Because the last detail we have about her is that she spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. We know that there are some who are not looking for redemption. They don't care. Some of them would have been very pious folk, very religious. They enjoy all the wonderful architecture of the temple, but how much do they actually believe? Are they looking for the one to whom the temple was pointing? Well, we know that some were. We know that she was. We know that Simeon was. Simeon now thinks he can die having seen Christ. I'm pretty sure that Anna felt the same way, though her words are not recorded. But she understands somehow that that child is the key to understanding the redemption which God has long promised. Did she understand about Calvary? I don't know. She had access to the book of Isaiah as we do. She was a prophetess. Maybe God revealed it to her. Or maybe she simply believed the promises and did not know how they were going to be fulfilled. But after all those years of waiting, of all those years of being without a husband, I think her life has now just been fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Now, because of her age, I don't suspect there were many more nights of fasting and prayer allocated to her. But I do believe she was saved by the child she saw. So her words are not recorded, but we do know that she does speak, because she spoke of him to all those who looked. So we're told at the beginning she was a prophetess. I don't think there's any record of anything she said, anything profound, any deep insight. But whatever she spoke at the beginning, that was prophetic. What she's speaking of at the end is prophetic and profound, because she speaks of Christ. Just a few things to wrap it up. She was of a great age, but the greatest moment of her life is recorded here. The world tells us that if you're young, that's the right age to be. And if you're old, what's the point? This woman, her life was fulfilled when she was a very great age. The second thing is that she had learned to trust her God. She had no husband. In fact, in one respect, she had no home. It was a grace and favour bedsit, basically, I think. She could have been turned out at any time. We know that she dedicates her life to God by praying and fasting, and Luke says that she served God that way. Do we serve God by praying to him? Evidently. Do we serve God by fasting? Evidently. She recognized Jesus for who he was, but she also spoke of him. We will meet Anna one day. But until then, this woman whose words are not specifically recorded, I think can teach us a great deal. Mm. Amen. Amen.